Okay.
Matt just pretty much put it on his shoulders for, you know, the turnovers and then the play of the offense. So, what is your take?
Yeah, Matt's got to take better care of the football in a couple situations, but also we have to do a better job around him. One of those turnovers is on the special teams. We didn't get out of the way of a returner trying to catch a ball when the ball was about a 60-yard punt. That's not on Matt. And the other thing is, when they want to double Calvin on every single play, we got to have another guy step up and make a play. And we had nobody really step up and make plays today. We had a chance in the fourth quarter down 14. We dropped the ball, but we had a hard time getting anything going when they doubled Calvin. And guess what? That's what they're going to do. We had to find a way to be able to get him the ball. I mean, to be able, for other guys to be able to make a play. I thought we got our butts kicked up front. Matt took too many hits. But, you know, I mean, of course he's going to say that, but there's other ways that we can help him too.
Is that a product of all the injuries and everything that's going on at receiver? Is that some of the things that weren't called?
I mean, that's just, it's just the NFL. Injuries are no excuse. You know, and they're going to call the game the way they're going to call the game. It's our job to make plays. We didn't make enough.
What caused the delay of game penalty that took away the touchdown? Did you think you got him off?
I mean, it's not my job to officiate. I mean, we've had a couple this year where where we've had plays that should have gone to the quarter or 40-second clock that don't get called that way, but that didn't cost us the game.
You've had so many close losses this season. With this one being so outrageous against this team and the way that they looked like they were really kind of collapsing after losing the way they did last week, losing on that row, how tough and frustrating is this one, and where does this rate?
I'm not going to rank them. It's a loss. You know, it's obviously the first game this year where, you know, we weren't at the end of the game. But even go back, I mean, we're 14 points down, and we got a chance to crease them on a long pass. We dropped the ball. You know, we have a touchdown that we actually overcome that, and have a touchdown that basically pulls us within seven late in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we don't get that done. We have fourth down play right there, and we don't get that done. The game got out of hand late. But we still have plenty of opportunities in the fourth quarter.
You talked about, you know, overcoming mistakes. You've always had as a hallmark of your team. Did you think maybe you gave into frustration a little bit today?
What do you mean?
Just the way that things unraveled.
Like I said, I mean, we were chanced to pull it within seven midway through the fourth quarter. We didn't get it done. You know, then. You know, I mean, there were things in there that we need to do better, obviously, but I don't think it was any give in.
You had a long talk with officials before going to
the halftime. The question there was on the fumbled punt. Originally, they ruled it was our ball, and the onus would have been on the opponent to challenge, and there wasn't conclusive proof. And we had one of those Thanksgiving where it was basically the same thing. The onus is on the team that. You know, that's making the challenge. And, you know, when the official came back and said the ruling on the field stands, that's code for we don't have anything to overturn. He didn't say the ruling's confirmed. He said it stands. And my question was, how come they went from that to flipping it and saying it was their ball? Because now the onus it all of a sudden turned to us. But that was that conversation.
What was the
explanation? I don't want
to.
To
your point of guys not stepping up, have you ever seen –
Yeah, we've seen it down in the red zone. You know, we've seen him double before a lot of different ways, but they certainly took an approach to try to take him out of the game. And we have four other playmakers on the field that are one-on-one when that happens. And also when they're running that coverage, they only have four to be able to rush. So the onus is on us to be able to make a play when that happens. We got to protect the passer, give him time, and somebody else needs to be able to get open. I mean, when that's a situation, that's an ideal situation for somebody to go make a play. We didn't get that done.
How do you describe the penalties and the way they came in bunches?
We did a poor job managing the crowd noise, particularly when we were backed up. And I don't know how many other ones came in bunches. What else?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's
as mad. It's as mad as I've been for a long time.
A couple more for Coach.
Why? Can you put in the words as to why?
No, I mean, obviously you come and we lose the way that we did. This team, I mean, the Cardinals, they lost the game last week because of turnovers, because of 8 turnovers. We went into the game wanting to take care of the football, wanting to be able to establish the run. We did a poor job of both of those. And when we needed defensive stops, we didn't get them. We gave up a field goal that was a big turning point in the game when they made it up 17. And then when we had opportunities to pull at 7 midway through the fourth quarter, we didn't make those plays.
And to be where you guys are right now, 4-10 with 2 games left, how do you play out these last two and how just
not bad? Oh, we're going to play them out, believe me. We're going to play them out. We're going to go out and do our best, very best, to go get a win. And that doesn't change from week one until now. But we're running out of opportunities to get that done. Yeah, he had a knee injury. He wasn't able to return. He was initially cleared to return, but then just couldn't run well enough to be able to return. I think that's the only guy we had that didn't finish the game.